Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Oh, come on and praise him. Wherever you are, just begin to praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Oh, we glorify him today. Do you not praise him? Welcome, everyone, to today's Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. And if you missed it last night, you missed a powerful teaching on dealing with honorary people. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is the meaning of hallelujah. The meaning of hallelujah. And we are in the 34th Psalm, verses 1 through 8. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, or if you need a reminder, the best way to ensure you don't miss the teaching is to follow. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text that lets you know you're following, which will include today's teaching. And every day, or I should say Monday through Friday, every weekday, at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive the recording of Daily Fire. And on Wednesday nights, when Real Talk goes live, you'll receive a text which includes a link to tune in online and a link to call in. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there to send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, your praise reports, as well as to make donations to support the ministry or send them via Cash App to $RossiWilliams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. And you'll see my picture there to know that it's me. All right, go to the website to see all of this information, R-A-W-S-I, S as in Sam, .org, rossi.org. By now you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Last two verses. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Come on and just give God a shout of praise for the reading of his word, because one thing I know for sure is that his word is true. What is our topic for today, everybody? The meaning of hallelujah. So many times when you're in church or you're just around someone who's a worshiper or a praiser of God, you will just hear hallelujah. Sometimes it comes out like an excited utterance. Hallelujah. You may not even know why the person is saying hallelujah. From the outside looking in or in the natural, it did not seem as if anything, you know, magnificent or miraculous happened before that word rose up out of the person's belly and just came out of the person's mouth, an exclamation, hallelujah, glory. What is that all about? Hallelujah comes from, is a Hebrew word. And it means praise ye Jehovah. Think about that. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise ye God. And in a plural form, it means to praise or a song of praise. Praise ye Jehovah. I sing a song of praise to you. I give you praise God. Hallelujah. In the 34th Psalm, verses 1 through 8 that we just read today, the psalmist was giving a hallelujah to God. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. In the morning, in other words, I will bless the Lord. In the afternoon, I will still bless my God. In the midday and even at night, I will still say, praise ye Jehovah. Your praise is continually in my mouth. It is a song of praise always within me. Praise ye Jehovah. Why? Because my soul makes a boast in you. Because of all the good that you have done for me, all of the mercy that you've had on me, all of the love you've bestowed on me, and all of the forgiveness that you have showered down on me, all of the mercy that you've rained down into my life, giving me unmerited grace and favor. I will say, praise ye, Jehovah. He said, look, look, look now. I sought the Lord. I needed him. I cried out and he heard me. He delivers me. Anybody have that testimony? He encamps his angels all around me. Anybody listening today have that testimony that you cried out to God for something at some point? Sometime in your life, and God heard you, had mercy on you, saved you, healed you, made a way for you, delivered you, covered you, blessed you, and opened doors for you, for your children, and those whom you love. Has God ever, glory, done anything for you? If you're listening here today, I know he has, because it means that you're still alive. You see, the blessings of God are not always materialistic. It's not always about how much money will he give you, what will he do for you. That's a tangible thing that you can put in your hand just to be alive every day. It causes a hallelujah, praise ye Jehovah. Someone did not arise today, but God, you saw fit to give us another day, to give us another opportunity, another shot at life. Praise ye Jehovah. I will bless you at all times. The meaning of hallelujah. Then he ended in verse 8 with saying, oh, taste and see, glory, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man Hosanna. Do you have a thank you, Jesus? In the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, all things, not just some things, not just the things that you feel you ought to be praising God for, but nay, in everything, you ought to have a praise, ye Jehovah, because you understand who God is. God is sovereign, and there's nothing too hard for him. So to praise you is not because you're ignoring what's going on in your life. To praise you is because you have assurance that no matter what's going on, you are still in the hands of God. God still has it under control. So to praise ye Jehovah is despite the natural circumstances. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 9, the people cried out, Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus came in, Hosanna to the Son of David when he entered Jerusalem. In other words, there ought to always be a praise, ye Jehovah. There ought to always be a song of praise on your lips, in your mind, in your spirit. Come on, let's just begin to practice that right now. Before we go into prayer, just say hallelujah. Come on, just say it again. Hallelujah. Say it like you mean it. Think of something that God heard you and answered you and just say hallelujah. Think of what you're needing right now and just say hallelujah. Think of how you need God to move and just say hallelujah. What you're saying is praise ye Jehovah. Everything will be all right. Praise ye Jehovah. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what I see in the natural. I praise ye Jehovah. You're working it out for my good. You're working it out for my good. You're working it out for my good. You're blessing my husband and blessing my wife. You're blessing my children and blessing my parents, blessing my siblings. You're blessing us going in and blessing us going out. You're blessing on my job and in my business. You're blessing in my ministry and in my church. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise ye Jehovah. I just will bless you, Lord. I will bless you, Lord. I will bless you, Lord, at all times, at all times. Oh, I got to praise and I got to get it out. Praise ye Jehovah. Let's get ready to go into prayer. You ought to be praising God right now. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We thank you. Lord, we give thy name praise beyond measure. Lord, we will bless you at all times. Your praises will continually be in our mouths. Our souls make our boast in you, Lord God. And we taste you. We see that you are good. We magnify you. We exalt your name together. Today we say hallelujah. Today we say hallelujah. 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 Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For highest praise. We glorify you, God, with a hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stomp on the devil's head with praise. Hallelujah. We stomp on our situations and praise to you and faith to you. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. We say praise ye Jehovah. Henceforth and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Come on and just say hallelujah. Come on and say hallelujah. Lift your hands and say hallelujah. 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 Praise ye Jehovah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you see your victory? Hallelujah. Don't you see your breakthrough? Hallelujah. Don't you see your blessing or your healing? Hallelujah. Don't you see your enemies become your footstool? Hallelujah. Glory. God remains faithful. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say amen. Keep on praising God as I give the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. Just come on and praise him. Praise ye Jehovah. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I say hallelujah. Now, Lord, I say praise ye, Jehovah. Now, Lord, I commit that I will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're going to Sunday school and Bible study. Make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord. Everyone, we must spend time with the Lord. That is how you stay rooted and grounded in Christ. And that's your strength to fight the attacks of the enemy. So make sure you're tuning in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern and Wednesday nights for Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study Online at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, you can make sure you don't miss any of these teachings by just following the podcast. Do that by texting the message DF. It's just two letters in the message, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. All right, our topic for today is the meaning of hallelujah. Your task for today is just to praise God in everything. Praise ye, Jehovah. All right, I'll see you in the morning. God is, he's with you. He's just waiting for your praise. We're going to end with a different song today. I got to praise, and I got to get it out.
And when you tried everything else, and nothing seemed to work, one day you found out that when nothing else could help, when I was just about to give out, oh, you found him to be a wonder. Come on, if he's a wonder, give him some glory.
I gotta praise and I gotta get it.